Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 19th Remote Remedy of the Joint Health Series, where today we are working on arthritis. So there's several different kinds. The first one is osteoarthritis. This occurs when the cartilage, which normally protects the joints, breaks down, causing the bone to rub against other bone, triggering pain and swelling. So you can have continued wear and tear on specific joints, certain jobs or sports that cause repetitive stress on a joint. You can have old injuries that didn't heal properly. And we've also mentioned in several of the other remote remedies that if a joint is not sitting, if one bone isn't sitting in that joint correctly, and it kind of wears out a new well, a new path, then that can create this same sort of osteoarthritis. For this one, we're going to kick off some energies, but you may also want to go back to the disc and cartilage regrowth MP3. When I send out energies for it, a lot of people's elbows and hips are the two that are real, and lower back are the ones that are screaming the most at the moment. Also parts of the neck. So while that one's running, we're also going to run some energies for rheumatoid arthritis. So rheumatoid arthritis is when your immune system attacks the synovium of the joint, the lining of the membranes that surround the joints. This inflammation thickens that synovium, which can eventually destroy the cartilage and the bone within the joint. The tendons and the ligaments that hold that joint together can weaken and stretch, and that joint then can lose its shape and alignment. So this usually affects the small joints in the hands and the wrists, also the feet. People can also have some bumps that they call rheumatoid nodules that appear underneath the skin. So rheumatoid arthritis can affect the lining of the joints that causes painful swelling and eventually bone erosion and joint deformity. This can also affect other parts of the body over time, scarring in the lungs. You can have blood vessel inflammation, which reduces blood flow. So it can be more than just a joint. And while we work on that, we're going to work on the last type of arthritis, which is psoriatic arthritis. So there's joint pain and stiffness and swelling are a result of an autoimmune reaction where the immune system mistakenly attacks the joint itself, causing inflammation. And this can affect pretty much anything, but we find it a lot in fingers and toes nearest the nail, as well as wrists and lower back and knees and ankles. It's a form of arthritis that affects some people who have psoriasis. Most people develop psoriasis first and are later diagnosed with psoriatic arthritis. But sometimes the joint problems appear first. what we've done is we've reprogrammed part of the immune system. And it's very odd because I've not had a body do this before. But some of the bodies were actually upset and like, why would somebody reprogram us to attack ourselves? I mean, the body was very confused as to the fact that it was attacking itself and upset. So also have sent some energies to rebuild some of those joints to clean things out. But please use the other MP3s from this series to help with rebuilding that cartilage and rebuilding the different parts of the joint. And I will see you on the next one.